Is this just the most Hannah response to a Christmas question you could ever get on the Brett Magnus Show? Hannah, when people ask her, what do you want for Christmas? What do you tell them?
I want them to guess. Why is that crazy?
I want you to guess. What do you want for Christmas? Guess what I want. What kind of answer is that?
I know where you're coming from because that's the fun of being a kid and not knowing anything that's under the tree. But at our age, like you, if somebody asks, you just have to tell them.
No, because then it's otherwise not fun.
You're gonna be disappointed.
I'm here for Hannah's answer, guys.
No,
thank
you.
Hannah's back.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's not fun to say, okay, I want this, and then you already know what it's going to be. There's literally no excitement. It's also fun to think of like what they assume you'll like. Or what you need.
Yeah, maybe for one gift, but if that's your Christmas.
I think Hannah is a little ridiculous, but I'm going to defend her answer, not based off Hannah's reasoning, because Hannah's reasoning is Hannah, like.
She like wants to test people.
Yes, she wants to test people to see how well they know her. And so I don't justify that. There's no validation to that opinion. But this is my issue with gift giving when everybody is gift giving. It just becomes an exchange. Hey, what do you want? And then you tell the person, and then they get you what you want. Why don't you just go buy it for yourself? Hey, what do you want? Starbucks gift card. Okay, I'll get you a Starbucks gift card. Like, why don't you just go buy it? There's no point in the gift experience unless you're going to do what Hannah says, is show how well you know the person. But if you're asking somebody, what do you want? And then they tell you what you want, and then you go out and just buy it. We could have just skipped the middleman, and they could have said, here's $20 and go buy it yourself. So I'm here for
Where's the thrill?
I'm here for Hannah not telling you.
The thrill is gone until you have young kids.
Yes.
Yep.
So no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I think stop gift giving.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yes. I'm here for it. I think stop.
I barely opened a thing last year, and I was totally fine with it.
Because
humbug, guys. Come on.
Hannah wants the gift to mean something. I'm not here for that because, like, oh, prove you mean something. Like, whatever. But
unless you have a really, really good idea up front and it means something, you're not going to just come up with something that means something on the spot.
I think Christmas gift, especially this, I was telling my wife, it literally is like an equal exchange. Even with my nieces and nephews and stuff, like my sister-in-law texted us exactly what those kids wanted. Then we went and bought it. And then my wife sent a list to my, like, and then they went and bought it. Like, we could just stop texting each other and just went and bought our kids what we wanted. Like, I am here for Hannah's answer of like, stop asking me the question. I'm not here for Hannah's response of, let me test you to see how well you know me.
Right.
But Hannah actually makes sense.
I'm not changing my mind.
I just think that all
Kevin
you're doing,
is a sweetheart. Look
no,
at Kevin.
You guys are, it's just like, hey, kids, get used to disappointment because we're going to totally give you something you did not want or didn't need or didn't even ask for.
That's a good point, though, too. Like, because when Hannah, I got her something from the Lego store, she just gave it away.
Right.
And that broke my heart.
I was surprised.
And that broke my heart. But that is the most Hannah response ever. What do you want for Christmas? Guess. Thanks. It's Y98 St. Louis.